Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, well, well. Welcome to it. Welcome to a Friday morning. Welcome to the Kia Studios. Welcome to John and Hugh. Welcome to your chance to jump into the program. Today we are going to be discussing at length the future schedule of the PGA Tour for the next 4 hours. Bless America. Hugh is off today. He picked a good day to be off because he doesn't have to deal with this mess, and he sent his cousin in. I know you're not related. Harry Douglas in this morning for Hugh. Hey, Harry. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
But how do you know that we're not related, John? We're related. Okay, we're not going to start it this morning at 6 a.m. in the morning. You telling me that me and Hugh aren't related. That's my big cuz.
Right.
I'm his little cuz.
Okay, fine.
And that's what we're going to keep
we'll
it
roll,
at, John.
We'll roll with that. Meantime, I don't know, Harry, you got anything you want to talk about today?
Let's talk about meltdowns or no-shows. Angry people in Atlanta right now. It's multiple things we can actually talk about. What do you think, John? You tell me. What do you think?
I'm about to sign into the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and I do so at my own peril here, Harry. I sign into the text line, and I okay. Somebody's already checking in. Yes, we need to do, as you would say, a wellness check on the city of Atlanta this morning after that debacle last night at SunTrust Park. I really almost don't know. I'm speechless. Which is, if a talk show host, that's not a good thing. I just speechless as to what happened in the first inning last night.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was driving up 75 yesterday, and it was a lot more traffic than it normally is because a lot of people were going to the Braves game. And it's very sad when a lot of people are riding in the car listening to the game, and they're not going to get there till about the second or third inning, and they hear what's going on in the first inning. I'm pretty sure they were pretty deflated driving yesterday, and if they were eating anything or if they were listening to some nice, calm, and relaxing music, they probably put on some heavy metal. They probably put on some gangster rap, something to make them feel a little better, but be able to express themselves in the car while they're driving to the game, if they actually even continue to go to the game.
Right, because of the 5 o'clock start, I was telling Abe, the producer, before the show, Harry Douglas, in for Hugh today, talking about the Braves and the debacle last night against the Cardinals. And yes, we're going to take all of your reaction on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929, on the phone lines as well, on our Twitter at 929TheGame, as you can imagine. A friend of mine went to the game, okay? And so he texts me as he's leaving the game in the second inning because he said, dude, I'm out. I'm going home. And so he left in the second inning, after the top of the second when it was 11-0, he said, I'm out. And so he was walking out, and then he texts me, he goes, I'm leaving, and people are going in. They're going in down 11-0. And he said, I'm going to tell them, stop, turn around, don't bother, you know. Oh, man.
They probably appreciated the heads up, though, if they was not following it on their phones. They probably appreciate the heads up.
You know, and there's so many things you could point to in this game last night in terms of that debacle of a first inning, not the least of which is, you know, at what point did it really become a debacle? And, you know, we had an inning with two strikeouts that weren't strikeouts, But your pitcher bats, you know, around in the first inning. Heck, the pitcher, Flaherty, batted three times in the first three innings. But the Freddie Freeman error You know, I mean, you could have been – it didn't start well, and I was like, uh-oh. At 1-0, I'm kind of going, oh, this isn't good. But then they get the ground ball. And, again, there were some ground balls that Foldy was getting ground balls. It was just a seeing eye single. It was a boot here. It was a strikeout that was dropped. I mean, so how much of it's on Foldy? I mean, it is.
Well,
but,
well
you know
the,
what
error,
I mean.
The error by Freeman, it was an extra shank to the rib cage. You know what I mean? The bleeding just continued after that. And I'll tell you this. When you get up that – when you get behind that much in a playoff game, your chances are probably 0.092356 to win that baseball game. So the guy, your friend who left the game in the second inning, did so very wisely, because you just in the playoffs you just don't see that many runs being scored or teams being down that big and coming back and winning those games.
Yeah, the first inning, 10 runs. Honestly, I don't think I've ever seen a Major League Baseball game that was legitimately, and I do mean legitimately, over with one out in the top of the first inning. I mean, it was legitimately Harry Douglas over with one out in top of the first inning. And I knew, everybody knew it.
Well, I told my wife, I said, listen, I have to watch a lot of sports tonight. I got to do radio at 6 a.m. tomorrow. I got to be on my P's and Q's. The Braves did me a favor. I mean, I didn't want them to do me a favor, but they took away one game I actually had to 100% be into. Because of them going down so big in the first inning.
Right, exactly. This is Brian Snicker, the manager, talking about that first inning.
I don't know that I've seen that many guys hit in the first inning that quick in my entire life.
Well,
yeah,
Coach Snicker, how about you set the rotation the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, there's a lot of things to pick apart here, Harry Douglas. We're talking about the Braves and the debacle last night. We're going to get your reaction to it as well. Yeah, one of the things that we can get into is how the series was mismanaged, and it was mismanaged in a lot of ways, and now hindsight is 20/20. I get it, but that's what we do on the radio, and hindsight is 20/20. But if you're thinking about a five-game series, Harry Douglas, who are your two best pitchers through the regular season from spring training to the end of the year? Mike Soroka and
Fried.
And Max Fried. And between your two best pitchers in a five-game series, you got one start.
That's very unexcusable. Very, very unexcusable. Because in my eyes, I know a lot of people might not think so, but in my eyes, I thought Snicker was looking ahead to the Dodgers series. And the Dodgers didn't even make it.
Yeah, the Dodgers didn't even make it. How about that?
He didn't even make it.
Because if you went to bed early and you were disappointed, oh, you missed something last night. You missed what happened in Los Angeles with the Dodgers and the Cardinals, because the Cardinals down 3-1 get a couple of home runs to tie the game, and then this happens.
Kelly's one-strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam! Howie Kendrick has done it! They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout! Howie Kendrick with a grand slam! Here in the 10th inning of Game 5, the Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3!
Yeah, Nationals radio going crazy, and rightfully so. The Washington Nationals make it to the NLCS against the St. Louis Cardinals. Two road wins, and both deflating style for what we thought might be a Braves-Dodgers series, suddenly turns into a Nats card series. Morning show with John and Hugh. Hugh's off today. He's going to be taking a couple of days off, go home, see some family, and Harry Douglas is in. We're talking about the Braves and getting your thoughts about the Braves. The series never should have gone to a Game 5 to begin with.
But when you say Harry Douglas, can you say Harry Douglas, his cousin? John, we're not going to do this morning at 6:08 a.m.
Okay, okay.
I'm his little cousin.
Okay. Hugh's little cousin, Harry. No, I'm just
saying. What's up, because?
It should never have gone to a Game 5 anyway. I mean, again, this was mismanaged in a lot of ways. We know that Game 1 was on Snicker. I think Game 4, to me, was on the hitters for failing to, with all the runners in scoring position.
100%.
But then you have the situation with the pitching rotation and how you did that, and somebody's got to be held accountable here. I mean, and right now, I think the only person held accountable is probably going to be Brian Snicker.
But I'll tell you this: one thing that I realized in this series is that the young players for this ball club did more than the vets. The young players showed up when it was time for them to show up. The guys that you were expecting to show up didn't show up.
Especially Freddie.
If you call him a spade a spade.
Right, especially Freddie Freeman, who had a terrible...
He was non-existent.
You know, right, non-existent. He hit the home run, the pointless, well, not pointless, but, you know, relatively meaningless home run in the Game 1 loss, but didn't do anything after that and had the big error last night, and this is what Freddie said about that.
I would describe it as we failed. We had a really good team good enough to go all the way, and That's pretty much how I feel right now.
Yep. It did. This team was good enough to go all the way. And I know a lot of people are like, well, what do you expect? This is Atlanta. There's a curse. You know, they didn't hand out the tomahawks, and we were doomed when they caved on that from the beginning. And then, you know, we're cursed anyway, and blah, 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 blah. But all of which is fine if you're in your feelings about that. I guess, you know, I want to break it down a little bit more than that. But, yeah, I get it. I get it how you feel like we're cursed sometimes.
But I'll tell you this, and you have to give credit where credit is due. The St. Louis Cardinals, when you look at Edmund, Goldsmith, Azunia, DeJong, and Wong, those young men came to play every night. Those men came to play every night, and they did a great job for their St. Louis Cardinals. And Flaherty, man, Flaherty's his future, to me, is going to be it's unbelievable. His hindsight is going to be unbelievable because I think he's just that good.
Yeah, he is that good. I mean, he is really a top-quality pitcher.
And he's only 25 years old.
Yeah, and he pitched like it last night. He pitched like the best pitcher in baseball the second half of the year. And, yeah, credit – no, of course we give credit to the St. Louis Cardinals, but I think what we also did was we started a little bit of fire. I can't wait for the Braves and Cardinals. I mean, when they hit Acuna last night, I fully expected, you know – again, this was sitting on the edge of, you know, outright brawl. If this hadn't been 13-1, you know, I mean, I wonder what would have happened last night, because these two teams, this is going to be fun next year when they meet, because I think there's going to be some payback that's going to happen. I have a little bit of payback might happen here.
Payback, a lot of bat flips, which I 100% love, John. I love the bat flips. I love the little showboating. I don't care what anybody has to say, John. I see you got the little frown face on now.
Yeah.
Yes, John, I love the bat flips. I love the excitement.
No. I wasn't frowning at that. Harry, I'm still frowning at the Braves. I'm frowning at what happened last night. Okay, all your reaction. I know we're getting a lot in on the text line, and we're going to open up the phone lines in the next segment so we can get you, you know, who do you kind of pin this on? Who do you blame, so to speak, for what's taking place? We're going to be putting up a poll at our Twitter at 929 The Game, talking about that as well. You know, when did the Braves lose the NLDS? And, of course, the options are, Harry, when did the Braves lose the National League Division Series? Soroka getting one start, that's an option. Martin getting hurt. Acuna stranded multiple times in game four. Or Fulte's first inning last night. When did the Braves lose the NLDS? Soroka getting hurt.
Well, I could tell you
that. I mean, Martin getting hurt.
It's three Soroka. Answers.
Well, no, but you only get to pick one. It's a poll.
Well, how can you only pick one, John? If all three things are the reason why the series was lost.
Right, I know some people are going to weigh in on the comments at 929 The Game on Twitter, at 929 The Game, and say Freddie, because a lot of people are on, or Snit. Well, because it's a poll. That's why I didn't say it was easy. Hey, football fans. Man to my left, Harry Douglas, Paul Crane, 92.9 The Game. Where are you going to be, Harry, on Sunday?
J.R. Crickets in College Park.
Starting at 2.
Or J.R. Crickets in College Park.
Uh-huh. I'm Main Street in College Park. Hang out with the guys for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff Show with Harry Douglas and Paul Crane. Preview of the Falcons and Cardinals. I know, the Cardinals of all teams. And yes, they used to be, by the way, the Arizona Cardinals, for those of you who don't know, used to be the St. Louis Cardinals. All right, your reaction. Phone lines are open, 404-741-0929. Text line's open, Twitter's open. You're next. Matt Dress, CBS Sports Minute.
Wasn't how he drew it up, I know that. But I don't know. It just that thing just kept rolling, and we couldn't stop it. Anybody.
Pitch to Osuna. Swing, and it gets away from the catcher, and he goes down to first base, and he's safe at first, and the run scores, and it's 10-0. Wow.
13-1. The Cardinals have the lead, and it's a 2-2 count on Mr. Swanson with two out. And the 2-2 pitch from Cabrera. Here it is. Fastball swinging a miss. Struck him out. And your Cardinal team is National League Division Champions, and they're going to go to the Championship Series.
Turn off the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing again.
Yeah, Cardinals Network, well, you know, I mean, a list of things to get petty and angry about. But there you go. Welcome back to the morning show. We're reacting to what happened at SunTrust Park last night with John and Hugh's little cousin, Harry. No, he's just Harry Douglas. We'll be talking about this with you at 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line as well. Your reaction on our Twitter at 929 The Game, where we're asking you, when did the Braves lose the NLDS? And you have four options. And again, Harry's right. I mean, it's every option and then some. But you only get four on Twitter, and we want you to kind of pick one with like the most glaring example when the Braves lost the NLDS. Soroka getting only one start in the series. Chris Martin getting hurt. And when he went out of that game in game one and, you know, 77 came in, not sure we'll ever see 77 again. Acuna being stranded in game four or Fulte's first inning last night. So far, 51% are saying Acuna getting stranded in game four multiple times in game four. And your reaction to what took place? I was driving down, you know, from WOTP, Harry, which is where I live, way outside the perimeter, because I live way outside. And down 75 this morning, and the lights were still on because they're clean in SunTrust Park, you know, scene of the crime kind of thing. And I was just looking at the lights coming down 75, and all I could think was, you know, what a shame. I mean, really, what a shame for the season to end this way. Because Freddie Freeman's not wrong. This team had the, you know, the Nats won last night the way they won last night. Braves and Nats, I'll take my chances in that. I'll take my chances.
Most definitely.
You know, and the Yankees have flaws. If the Rays win tonight, it's going to be the Rays and the Yankees in the American League. If the Rays upset the Astros, I'd take my chances against either of those two teams, too. This team could have won a World Series. They could have won a World Series.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. If the Astros do not win, this was, I think, the best year for the Braves to win the World Series. I feel that way.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, and without, and again, we can get into the kind of the postmortem on the whole year tomorrow. But you know, this team is so young.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, Harry. They're really young, and
but
they got a lot of young stars.
I tell you this. Each year is a different year, though, John. You're not guaranteed to have
There's no guarantee.
The success that you had this year.
No.
You're not guaranteed, and then injuries. You don't know who's going to get hurt next year. You don't know any of those things. So. When you're in the moment, you have to take advantage of the time that you're in the moment, in the now.
All right, we go to your calls and your reaction. First stop is to Marietta and to Jason, who joins John and Harry this morning. Morning to you, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Jason, yeah, when did they lose the NLDS?
They lost it in game four, in my opinion. You had bases loaded, I believe, multiple times. You have a leadoff triple from Acuna who – you know, I understand it's easier said than done, but, I mean, if you can't get at least, you know, move a runner over to get one run, you know, that's – and our offense was supposed to be the strength of this team, and we couldn't even get, you know, one run out of all of that. So, you know, it just kind of disappointing. But, you know, I say that, you know, game four is where we lost it.
Yeah, I tend to agree that game four is when we lost it. Thanks, Jason. Do appreciate 404-741-0929. And Freddie comes up, and even my wife, the Maven, last night, when Freddie had that first hit, she looks at me, she goes, oh, now Freddie gets a hit. I went, yeah, I know, right?
Exactly. But it's so not Freddie Freeman-like, though.
I know.
That's the most disappointing part. That's the most frustrating part because Freeman does a great job and has done a great job for this ball club and this organization.
He's the best first baseman in the history of the Atlanta Braves.
I know.
In the history, since 1966, 54 seasons worth of first baseman. I'd pick him over McGriff, best first baseman in the Braves history.
And actually, what Jason was just talking about, didn't Acuna led off with a triple, right?
Led off an inning with a triple, led off with a double.
Yeah.
A double and a triple. They loaded the bases in the sixth. They loaded the bases in the seventh. Ronald Acuna had four hits and did not score a run.
But we didn't even talk about this part yet. How much did they pay Josh Donaldson to come in this year?
Yeah, we can get into that. You know, let's do the postmortem on that tomorrow. You know, this year, yeah, $23
million. $23
million. Yeah.
For $23 million, you're hitting in the – what was he hitting, in the fourth spot?
Yep.
If you're hitting in the fourth spot for $23 million in the playoffs, I expect you to be – a $23 million dollar guy that we gave the money
Goldschmidt
to.
Was in the third, and Ozuna was in the fourth, right? Yep. For the Cardinals? Yeah, I know. Not so much Freeman and Donaldson. Travis of Cartersville, you're on with John and Harry. Hey, Travis.
Hey, good morning. I agree with Jason about the game four thing, but I think it had more to do with the bullpen management. Whenever I saw them put Freed in to pinch run, I thought, man, there goes the guy who's been shutting them down you know, he struck out the side several times, and it's just you knew that that was going to go to that faltering bullpen and not go for the jugular like I felt they should have done. I thought that, you know, they should have came in with Freed, maybe Green, and then even brought one of our starters in, you know, just to close out that Game 4 and just stick it to them, not even let it come back to Atlanta.
Yeah, well, and it just, again, I think another Game 4 call here, and we go to one more, Kevin and Dakula. Hey, Kevin, I think Game 4 is really going to stick in our craw far more than what happened last night in a lot of ways. Hey, Kevin.
That's true. That one is on the players. Where it's on the management is you – and don't make any mistake about this. This was not completely Brian Snicker's decision. This was a management decision. I guarantee you they all got together. But the fact that you have the pitcher that had the third lowest DRA in the National League, he is your ace far and away, and he gets one start. That is – I don't understand it, but I will say this as far as the team continuing on if they would have won. You're not going to win a World Series unless you have complete dominant pitching, starting pitching like the Nationals do with three dominant starters. We have one. When you get only your starting corner outfield in the playoffs had to combine 16 home runs between Marquez and Joyce, that's not going to cut it. They're going to have to spend some money and get one or two corner outfielders, decide what to do at third base, and get a catcher.
Yeah, all true. And, again, we're going to do a big postmortem, Kevin, tomorrow on that, and we'll start to go through the roster and see. And, yes, they're going to have to spend some money on free agents. Yes, they're going to have to probably, you know, I mean, can you go with Alex Jackson? Can you go, you know, that route with the catcher? I mean, again, we'll get into that tomorrow. Right now I still want to kind of go back to last night. You know, being an Atlanta sports fan, Harry, is – an exercise and having to have a pretty stiff upper lip because the nation comes at you hard. You know, the nation comes at us hard.
Yep.
28-3 last night was all over the place. You know, CBS Sports tweeted out, you know, the only thing that would make this game worse is if the Braves lost 28-3. And I quote tweeted that and was like, oh, you got jokes, huh? You know, I mean, it's just – now we got 28-3 and 10 run first. You know, I mean, I know. And I don't know why they like to come at us so hard. I mean, what did Atlanta ever do to anybody nationally, you know, except be, you know, the best city in America?
Well, I know why they're really mad. I know why they're really mad.
Which is, they were us?
I know why they're really mad.
What's that?
I mean, we have the best places to go here on a Monday night. You know what I mean? And other nights and stuff. I know why they're mad.
Because they live there and we live here?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll buy you
that. It's something to do every night of the week here.
Yeah.
They're upset.
Yeah.
They're jealous.
Right.
They don't like it.
Uh-huh. I'm with you.
We could turn them around.
So the sports guys penalize us for being a great town? Is that what you're telling me, Harry Douglas? We get penalized by the god of sports? Hey, Atlanta's too great a town. Because I, you know what, I'm kind of with you. I think the two, you know, I've had the great pleasure in my life of living in the two greatest big cities in the country. By far, in my opinion, Atlanta and San Diego are the two greatest towns in the country.
San Diego is my favorite place in California to travel to.
Oh, yes.
Literally, my favorite place.
All right, we're going to be reacting all morning. Abe, the producer's got something he's got to ask in the morning menu, and we're going to ask you that, too. We'll do that. Harry Douglas in for Hugh this morning. We are all, this is a therapy. Andy Bugger said rage room, but it's therapy day. On Sports Radio 92 on the Game and 92onthegame.com.
Heads up, there's a three-course meal headed your way. This is the morning menu on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, three questions from Abe the producer that he'll ask us, Harry, and then he'll post them on our Twitter at 92.9 The Game and ask everybody, and I'm almost afraid of what these questions might be today, but nonetheless, here we go with the morning menu.
I don't like the grin on his face right now.
We all unfortunately know where this first question is headed.
Yep.
Where does the Game 5 loss rank among all-time Atlanta sports disappointments?
Well, it's top...
I go
probably
top
10.
No.
All right, I'm going to debunk top 3 over here.
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, well, obviously 28-3... no, the
28-3. What are you referring to?
At least two. The Twins World Series, the Jays World Series. You know, I think the the failure of the Hawks, to advance in the Eastern Conference Finals a couple of times. The Georgia Tech and losing to Georgetown, to me, of course, I liked Tech back then. So, I mean, there have been other failures. This is barely – I thought it was the biggest top five.
Harry, because you apparently are closer to Georgia Tech, Georgetown. No one cares about that.
At
I did.
All.
I did.
No one cares
the
about
Hawks?
That at all.
I cared about Dominique and the Hawks.
I never expected the Hawks to – The
championship aspirations of the Hawks were non-existent.
Exactly.
That's not true back in the day.
Oh, come on.
Are you serious right
now?
Well,
okay, you're not old enough to remember,
winning a title.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, man.
Competing in the playoffs and winning a title. Come on.
Yeah.
In the East.
Yeah, we thought we had a chance. Yeah, absolutely. We were that good.
What time frame are you talking about?
86, 85, 87.
We're definitely beating the Bad Boys.
Get out of here. I was born in 84.
All right, what do you say? I don't.
Well, you say maybe. Top three. So
I say
you
top three.
You rank them. Where are you going?
Well, of course, the 28-3.
Again, 28-3. What is this 28-3 you speak of?
All right. So,
you know the Super Bowl loss.
Which one?
That's number one. 28-3. Number two, I would have to say.
All right, I'm gonna rank
the Braves against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Actually, number two might be Eugene Robinson. No offense.
Oh.
And then 91 World Series, Braves.
Eugene Robinson. What was the score of that game?
Well, I think we thought.
Yeah, we're beating LA. Okay.
Well, we thought we had a chance.
Who's we thought?
We, the Falcons fans, thought we had a chance.
We barely belonged there.
Went to that
we got
game
lucky
as a
to
kid.
Get past.
I was a kid.
Minnesota.
In 98.
All right, let me
plus the 2000.
Let me lay this down for you.
All right, the 2012 NFC title game, 17-0 on Colin Kaepernick. I mean.
Can you not bring back certain things to my mind? Please.
17-0.
Yeah, I know. I know, Harry. I'm not trying to bring back that, Harry.
All right, look.
I was trying to leave that one out, John.
28-3 is number one.
I'll be there at 6:45 this morning.
28-3 is number one.
Yeah.
Yep.
2nd-26 is number two. All right. 2nd-26 is the worst disappointment. That's number two.
Well, if you're a Georgia fan.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a Georgia fan.
Still, for an Atlanta, that's number two. For me, and I think there's various different years in baseball you could point to. 96, going to New York, taking two games, coming back home in the World Series up 2-0, think it's a wrap, and dropping four straight. That one hurt.
Right, Jim Leyritz or Ed Sprague.
Yeah.
The upside-down Canadian flag, 91 against the Twins, really hurt too.
Well, I'll tell you this. Can I say one?
Smoltz going shutout for 9. And not being able to win that
game.
Listen,
I miss one, guys. I miss one. Mm. And forgive me. Listeners, please forgive me. I forgot about Freaknik when they got rid of Freaknik.
Is that a sports disappointment or just a cultural disappointment?
Depends on what sporting event you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
I think Harry Douglas decided
what's
to retire
your point here?
From
you're,
the
you're,
NFL.
You're
pretty high on the
right,
list.
So I'm going to come up with 6 or 7 that are bigger than last night.
Look,
so it's a top 10, but not.
It's frustrating right now, but realistically, this is a divisional series. We're not even close to the
World
Series.
So y'all don't want to take me seriously?
I think,
said Freaknik,
well, that's
and y'all want to.
That's cultural.
Well, it can be sports. It depends on how you look at it.
Really, what game did they play there?
Well, shake. Well, doing a little shaking is a sport.
Played a couple different games, didn't they?
Beer pong.
Some of them, maybe surrounded by a cardboard box with a dice or something.
There you go.
A couple different sports and games of chance.
We call it sea life.
Okay, right. Question number two. And I know there's quite the shout for Dan Quinn's job and all that. And, the Falcons are not off to a great start. And that might be one of the most disappointings as well. But, yeah. I don't think it's all on DQ. I think there's some other people involved here. And so the question I have for you is we're going to place blame elsewhere. Let's have some fun. What's the most frustrating decision Thomas Dimitroff made in the offseason that's affecting the team this year?
I would say, for me, I would say Robert Alford.
Letting him go?
Yep.
There's a number of guys they let go. I think are important. I think Alford is one. I think we've seen based on the and look, maybe having him here wouldn't have helped, but the run game has struggled, and Tevin Coleman looks pretty good out in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think that's one. And the other one is, and I'm trying to think if it's all on TD, the decision to pick up the fifth year of Vic
Beasley. Yeah, I don't think it's all on TD, but I wrote down.
I mean, but I see. I guess
bringing Beasley back is
yeah. But was that a TD thing, or was that a Dan Quinn going to TD saying, and TD going, okay, he's your guy. I believe you because you know Dan said I'm gonna remake him. I'm gonna build him back stronger than ever. And
depends how you think the organizational structure is. In my opinion, I still think TD has final say. I'm sure he can have a ton of input from DQ. I think at the end of the day, he has final say.
Well,
he agreed.
I'll say this, though. Isaiah Oliver right now is totally 100% lost playing in the NFL right now.
Yep.
Harry, I'd rather have you out there. I'd rather have you out there.
I would rather have me out there, too.
I've seen you backpedal, Brady. Yeah, I've seen you backpedal.
You'd at least give a little touch to somebody coming off the line of press coverage.
I'm going to try to choke the hell out of every receiver.
I'm not sure that's legal.
I don't care. I'm going to try to choke.
You still get less flags than he has, but I'm still not sure that's legal.
I'm going to try to choke him and every chance I get.
and this is something I hit on this with you. I mean, for a month straight in the offseason, my whole thing was Isaiah Oliver, second corner, is he ready? I don't trust it. Meanwhile, Fricky was over here telling me the biggest concern I have is the kicker role, Matt Bryant not being back, and you were right. You were right.
Well, you were both right.
But I just didn't think a kicker was going to decide games. I thought Oliver was big risk there.
And I'll tell you this. In the NFL today, you have to have three or four corners who can play football.
How's it going with the Falcons having zero?
Well, they have one.
Cover zero.
They have one.
Cover zero.
He just didn't have a good game last week.
He looks a little bit better if somebody can get to a quarterback, but that's okay.
Okay, final question here on the morning menu. Three questions. This is your dessert round, and we are going to go with a dessert treat here with a question. What's the worst thing you've ever received as a Halloween treat? The worst thing you've ever received out while trick-or-treating?
Oh, candy corns. I hate candy corns. They're terrible. They're awful.
Not a fan of the candy corn.
They're despicable.
We had that discussion a little bit off.
Candy corns are the...
People either love candy corn or hate candy corn. It's a total black and white binary code situation. No one's like, kind of like candy corn. It's not even the
best. There was a house down the street, and the mom was one of those health-conscious things, and she handed out apples.
That's funny you say apples because
I mean I don't want every and then we everybody would like take a bite and then throw it against her back porch or
something.
I went
candy apple though.
No, but don't want a candy apple karma. It was just apple. Regular apple.
That's terrible.
I also went trick or treating and I was the only person there to receive an apple. My brother got candy, my cousin got candy. Uh-huh. I got an apple.
Well, you get rocks in your
you know
stocking.
What that house,
I know what that was.
You know what that house got a couple minutes later? An apple thrown back at it.
Listen, I know what that was. They realized Abe was a little turd and said, well, you know what? We're going to give this little turd
an
apple.
Yeah.
We don't like the way he's acting in the neighborhood.
They got what they deserve.
We don't like the rah-rah. We don't like the noise complaints from Brother Abe.
This wasn't even my neighborhood, bro.
I'm just messing with you.
We went to the good neighborhood, dude, to trick or treat, where they gave out the king-size bars.
Yeah, oh, no.
My neighborhood gave out the little fun side. No, we're not playing with fun.
I had a guy that was Kellogg's or Post. He's the big distributor, and he would give out full boxes of Count Chocula.
Count Chocula?
Yeah, because it was Halloween. And so he gave out the full-size box of Count Chocula to every kid that came into the – because he was the distributor.
I don't think I want a full-size box
I know
Count
one thing
Chocula.
I used to do, though.
Takes up too much room in the candy bucket.
I hated the houses that will give you one piece of – like one peppermint. One little strawberry, whatever the little candy is.
So they unraveled the thing at Starbucks and gave you one.
What I would do, I would wait till their guard is down, and I'd dig my hand in the bucket and just take a lot of it and stick it in my bucket and run off.
Just give them your bucket that had three pieces of candy, grab their whole bucket of 10 tradesies, and run out.
All right, we had a lot of reaction to the Braves. There's also some Falcons news, and we'll take advantage of Harry being in studio today, talk a little bit about his not-so-dirty birds right now as we discuss this, because this issue that Abe just brought up on the morning menu is going to be talking point two. We'll do that next with Harry Douglas joining John this morning on the morning show, reacting to the Braves last night and what happened at SunTrust Park on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.